Atoms are infinite, stretching from this universe to the next, in us and around us. There is no escape. But what defines an atom, apart from its presence, is its nature. Not all atoms are identical, nor are all atoms reactive. Yes, reactive. The term reactive is what is crucial for organic chemistry. Organic chemistry is a science that actively looks for reactiveness to undergo physical, chemical, or biological transformations. But not every part of an atom is reactive. An atom is the composition of many elements, each with its purpose. The one most important to organic chemistry is the electrons. Electrons occupy the highest esteem when it comes to reactivity and organic chemistry. So the chapter on the atom, part of the introductory organic chemistry course, briefly covers the study of an atom and its constituents, mainly the electrons. Several chapters discuss their position and occupancy in various atomic orbitals, S, P, D, and F. In the final chapter, an atom's electrons are thought to rearrange into two sets, reactive valence electrons and inert core electrons, along with the steps to determine them using group and atomic number. So learning about atoms is rightly the first step in studying chemistry. It is no wonder atom was an enigma to philosophers. Greek philosopher Democritus once pondered over an atom and said, "Nothing exists except atoms and empty space. Everything else is an opinion."